He was not annoyed, he was merely bewildered. This was one of the things that could not happen. But it had happened. Miss Lemon took the letter. She looked at it. For the first time in his life, Poirot saw her blush. A deep, ugly, unbecoming flush that dyed her face right up to the roots of her strong, grizzled hair. "Oh, dear," she said. "I can't think how. At least, I can. It's because of my sister."
"Your sister?"
Another shock. Poirot had never conceived of Miss Lemon's having a sister. Or, for that matter, having a father, a mother, or even grandparents. Miss Lemon somehow was so completely machine-made, a precision instrument, so to speak, that to think of her having affections or anxieties or family worries seemed quite ludicrous. It was well known that the whole of Miss Lemon's heart and mind was given, when she was not on duty, to the perfection of a new filing system, which was to be patented and bear her name.
"Your sister?"
Hercule Poirot repeated, therefore, with an incredulous note in his voice. Miss Lemon nodded a vigorous assent.
"Yes,"
she said.
"I don't think I've ever mentioned her to you. Practically all her life has been spent in Singapore. Her husband was in the rubber business there."
Hercule Poirot nodded understandingly. It seemed to him appropriate that Miss Lemon's sister should have spent most of her life in Singapore. That was what places like Singapore were for. The sisters of women like Miss Lemon married men in Singapore, so that the Miss Lemons of this world could devote themselves with machine-like efficiency to their employers' affairs, and, of course, to the invention of filing systems in their moments of relaxation.
"I comprehend," he said. "Proceed."
Miss Lemon proceeded.
"She was left a widow 4 years ago. No children. I managed to get her fixed up in a very nice little flat at a quite reasonable rent."
Of course, Miss Lemon would manage to do just that almost impossible thing.
"She's reasonably well off, though money doesn't go as far as it did, but her tastes aren't expensive, and she has enough to be quite comfortable, if she is careful."
Miss Lemon paused, and then continued,
"But the truth is, of course, she was lonely. She had never lived in England, and she'd got no old friends or cronies, and of course she had a lot of time on her hands. Anyway, she told me about 6 months ago that she was thinking of taking up this job."
"Job?"
"Warden, I think they call it, or matron, of a hostel for students. It was owned by a woman who was partly Greek, and she wanted someone to run it for her, manage the catering and see that things went smoothly. It's an old-fashioned rooming house in Hickory Road, if you know where that is."
Poirot did not.
"It used to be a superior neighbourhood once, and the houses are well built. My sister was to have nice accommodation, bedroom and sitting room, and a tiny bath kitchenette of her own."
Miss Lemon paused. Poirot made an encouraging noise. So far, this did not seem at all like a tale of disaster.
"I wasn't any too sure about it myself, but I saw the force of my sister's arguments. She's never been one to sit with her hands crossed all day long, and she's a very practical woman, and good at running things, and of course it wasn't as though she were thinking of putting money into it or anything like that. It was purely a salaried position. Not a high salary, but she didn't need that, and there was no hard physical work. She's always been fond of young people and good with them, and having lived in the East so long, she understands racial differences and people's susceptibilities, because these students at the hostel are of all nationalities. Mostly English, but some of them are black, I believe."
"Naturally," said Hercule Poirot.
"Half the nurses in our hospital seem to be black these days," said Miss Lemon doubtfully, "and I understand much pleasanter and more attentive than the English ones, but that's neither here nor there. We talked the scheme over, and finally my sister moved in. Neither she nor I cared very much for the proprietress, Mrs. Nicolaitis, a woman of very uncertain temper, sometimes charming and sometimes, I'm sorry to say, quite the reverse, and both cheese-paring and impractical. Still, naturally, if she'd been a thoroughly competent woman, she wouldn't have needed any assistance. My sister is not one to let people's tantrums and vagaries worry her. She can hold her own with anyone, and she never stands any nonsense."
Poirot nodded. He felt a vague resemblance to Miss Lemon showing in this account of Miss Lemon's sister, a Miss Lemon softened, as it were, by marriage and the climate of Singapore, but a woman with the same hard core of sense.
"So, your sister took the job?"
he asked.
"Yes,